Good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Continuing on our introduction to Tu Bishvat, and what does it say as follows? That we said that yesterday that Tu Bishvat is the cutoff date. Yeah, anything that grows before Tu Bishvat is last year's Tvua, Legaba Masters, Legaba Orlo, Legaba Revai, Legaba Truma, etc. And anything that grows after Tu Bishvat is the Shaila is. When is the cut? At what point do we look at the fruit? Yeah, where do we look at the fruit? When you say before Tu Bishvat or after Tu Bishvat? Is it when it started to grow? Is it when it started to flower? Uh-huh. Is it when it's ripe, etc., etc.? So we've got two other years. We've got two other Rosh Hashanahs, yeah, that we can look at to compare it to. Mm-hmm. We have a Rosh Hashanah Limalochim, a Rosh Hashanah Limalochim, which is the same concept. Does anybody know which is the Rosh Hashanah Limalochim, which is the cut-off date for the year? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the cut-off date, which means that if on the Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan there is a new king, yeah, then on Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of year two. In other words, yeah, it goes in years from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Anybody who becomes king during this year is up to Rosh Chodesh Nisan is year one, and from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to two is year two, etc., etc. Yeah. At what point does he become king? Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. Either it's the actual coronation when they do some sort of a ceremony to make him the king, or it could be if he's the son of the king that died, the nefesh on the day when his father died, given automatically king, he's the Yoyrish and he's the next son in line, the next one in line, Kenzan. Oh, but you've got a date, yeah? He became king on this date. He either became king through his father dying, or he became king because there was a hamlocha, yeah, a coronation. Hachtorah, yeah, maybe hachtorah, hamlocha, whatever, yeah. And then let's have a look at another one. There's another Rosh Hashanah, all the first Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah for Masa Behema. Well, for Masa Behema, once a year, again, whatever's born in this year is this year's, and there's a cut-off date, and the next year. When is Rosh Hashanah LeMasa Behema? Again, the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Anybody? No? It's Rosh Chodesh Elul. Yeshayim Rosh Chodesh Tishri. But Rosh Chodesh Elul Pashtus is. So, there you've got an easy thing. It's the date when the Behema is born. Okay, the date when the mother behema gave birth to the baby, that's the date when the Masa Behema. So anything that's born in up to Rosh Chodesh Elul is last year's Masa Behema, and anything that's born after Rosh Chodesh Elul this year's. What about fruit? What about Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos? Yeah, next week Tu Bishvat. Yeah, at what stage is it when we don't know when the peri started to be created? Yeah, we don't know that. Yeah, so what is it? Is it when it came off the tree? Is it when it's ripe, etc., etc.? So Pashtus, the Poskim say that it's the Dinin Chanoto. And Chanoto for these purposes means when the peri has reached one-third of its growth. A total apple is this big, so once it's reached a third of its total growth, that is last year's, if you like.
Chanota means the roots.
Yeah, we know about roots, Chanota, and some people say Lagaba making the brocha in Nisan, when they make the brocha, yeah? We make the brocha on the Elonis, yeah? So the Bichas HaElonos, yeah, that when we say that, yeah, they say when the flower appears or when the first leaf appears, etc., etc. Legaba Meiser and Chomus and Meisters, Legaba Rosh Hashanah LeElonos, yeah, it's none of those. It's one third. Now, what's one third? Yeah, is it one third of each apple? One third of each orange? Do you have to put a label on every one that this one was last year's and that one was this year's? Or is it one third of the whole tree? The answer is, I don't know. I'd have to learn those Mishnayos. Yeah? I'd have to learn those Mishnayos, those halachas. What? The tree produces a certain amount of fruit.
I think without fruit. If
a tree grows without fruit, then what?
No, the fruit comes later.
If the fruit comes later, that's no problem at all. Whatever appears in after Tu Bishvat for the first time, there's no problem at all. We're talking about when Tu Bishvat arrives and there are peiros on the tree. And Tu B'Shvat is your cutoff date. So whatever is on the tree before Tu B'Shvat, yeah, is going to be Peros of last year. After Tu B'Shvat is Peros of last year. What do we say? That's 1/3. Yeah? But is it 1/3 of every single apple? 1/3 of every single... Do you have to put a label on every one? I don't know the halacha, but the point is 1/3. Whatever's 1/3 grown is last year's produce. Whatever's 1/3, whatever grows after, which is less than 1/3 up till Tu B'Shvat, and then after Tu B'Shvat will be next year's produce.
Started over Torreway, Northwest London, Thursday, Dalet Shvat, 22nd of January. Reina Harav, Rabbi Uri Lati Shlita. Topical theme. This week's Torah was sponsored by the Chutzim Sabbath Mitzvah of Meshulam David Hakenbrock. Nere Yoy La Shabbos Yirot and Shizka Harop was Ken Rab Nachas. Mimen Makol Yotzei Platzahem. Rinnishmas, our esteemed founder of Yosef Dov Ben, Rav Shem Michal Tzvi. Itzkavitz Zichrono Livrocho.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the organizers of Torah Way. Thank you so much, Rabbi Tawil, and his great organization, the Kiruv Organization Tal. My name is Rabbi Lati from Brooklyn, New York. I deal myself with Kiruv, mainly obviously to the Yehudim in New York and abroad. And I also have a project where I bring light to the Arabs and to the Christians because I speak Arabic. I was born in Syria. So I speak Arabic. My shirim are in English, Hebrew, and in Arabic. And I try to dispel all the theories that they have in their Quran and in their religion, and hopefully, Baruch Hashem, bring light to the Jewish nation and to our Torah. I'd like to speak about the topic that's very relevant, actually a topic found in Tana Debet Eliyahu Rabbah, Perech Chavdalid. The Midrash says, Yotzei Mitzrayim mitzvah ahat hayta biyadan. When they left Egypt, they only had one mitzvah in their hand, and that was, V'hayta lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noah harbe yoter min me'a mitzvot. And it was so precious in the eyes of Hashem, more than 100 mitzvot. U'mayi ha-mitzvah she'ayta biyadam. And what was this mitzvah in their hands? She'asu kulam aguda ahat. They all came one unity. V'chartu berit ligmol chesed ze'im zeh. And they came in a covenant, in a treaty, to be kind to one another. Now the Kolbo asks a very simple question. How do we see that exactly? What did they do exactly in Mitzrayim when they left Mitzrayim that they show that they had unity? So the Kolbo says tremendous hidush, tremendous novel idea. He says, Yotzei Mitzrayim asu yahatz im ha-matzot shelahem. Now we, by the letter said that we do yahatz, we break the matzah. Why? Because the Kolbo says this is what they did when they left Egypt. Kesheparsu et ha-matzot ha-shelemo shelahem, when they took their whole complete matzot and they broke them, why did they do that? To invite the people that didn't have matzah, come partake in my matzot. And they were the first ones that said, "Kol dichvin yetev yechul, kol disrich yetev yifsa." Exact language that we say in the Haggadah. The Kolbo says the first time it was uttered was when they left Egypt. The first thing that they ever did when they left Egypt is in order to show that whoever is needy, whoever is poor, whoever is hungry, come and partake in my seudah. And that was the mitzvah that they had, that Hashem said that because of that mitzvah, I'll let you leave Egypt. The Baal Hashem Tov HaKadosh says that it's incumbent upon all of us to be gomel chesed with one another. In fact, his words are, Vezeu derech ha-hasidut. You cannot be a hasid, and we're going to explain very soon what a hasid means. Hasid does not only mean that you belong to the hasiduk sect. The Baal Shem Tov says, derech hasidut lesayeya lezulato. You must help one another in any means, monetary means, physical means, emotional, spiritual. I saw a beautiful Tiferet Shlomo of Radomsk. Tiferet Shlomo of Radomsk brings a Gemara Masechet Berachot. The Gemara Masechet Berachot says, Yaakov Abinu tiken tefilat arbit. It was Yaakov that established the prayer of Arbit. Now obviously the question is, why did Yaakov Avinu establish Arbit? So there's many different answers. One answer is because he missed Minha, because the sun set early. So he established Arbit in order to pray Minha twice. Nice. The Tiferet Shlomo says something else. He says, Nir'a leba'er, and we can probably explain, Al pisham amru ba'gemara, there's a Gemara Masechet Shebi'id that says, Kol Yisrael Arabim Zebazeh. We are all responsible for one another. He says, because there are two different types of tzaddikim, two different types of righteous people. They're both righteous, but two different types. One only focuses on himself. He learns, he davens, he's good. The other one not only focuses on himself, but he also goes out and he helps another person. And the words of the Tiferet Shlomo is, Ulam haderech hayshara sheyabor haadam, vezehu haderech shebahar bo hakadosh baruch hu. The second option is the one that Hashem wants. It's not only that you're focusing about yourself, but you actually fulfill what it says in the Gemara, Kol Yisrael Arabim Zeh Bazeh. We're all responsible for one another. And he says, this is the meaning of what we said a few parashiyot ago. You know, when Yehuda comes down to Yosef, and he says, okay, we want to go, but we can't go with Abin Yamin. So Yosef is asking, why can't you go with Abin Yamin? He says, because Yaakov, our father, commanded us. Lo tir'u pana, or Yosef told him, you can't come back. Yosef says, you can't come back and see me. Lo tir'u panai bilti achichem itechem. Don't even dare to come back and ask me to give you more food in Egypt if you don't bring your brother with you. So that the Tiferet Shlomo says, how can we stand after 120 years in front of our Creator in Bedin Shel Mala in the tribunal court if we don't have our brothers with us? We took care of ourselves. We davened, we learned, everything was good with us. But what about our fellow Jew? In fact, he brings a pasuk in Tehillim that says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Arov abdecha letob al ya'ashkuni zedim. And he explains it like this so beautifully. He says, Arov. Arov means from the word arevut. Coming responsible for one another. If Arov avdecha letov, he says, if you care for one another, if you're responsible for one another, al ya'ashkuni zedim. You ward away all the evil spirits. All the zetra ahra, al ya'ashkuni zedim. You don't have any problems in your life. And like I said earlier, this is what that Baal Shem Tov says, Hasid. Does not mean a Hasid that it belongs to the Hasidic sect or wears the clothing. The Baal Shem Tov says in the Holy Mass, they say Hasid is compromised or is made of the words Hesed Yod. Hasid is spelled Het Samech Yod Dalid. It's made of the words Hesed Het Samech Dalid Yod. So the Hasidic Masses say, you know who's a Hasid? The one that has Hesed in the Yod, in the Yidden. If you make sure that you're responsible for one another, that's a true Hasid. Shlomo HaMelech says in Shir HaShirim, Hashmi'ini et kolech, ki kolech arim. Let me listen to your voice because your voice is very sweet. Now that's the simple meaning of the pasuk, but we can explain it to mean, now that we establish the word areb means to be responsible for one another, Hashmi'ini et kolech, Hashem Almighty says, let me hear your voice when you come and daven. You know why? Ki kolech areb, because you're not only davening for yourself, you're davening for one another. If you're davening for one another, if your kolech is arev, if you're responsible for one another, and you stand in tefillah, and that's what the Gemara actually says. The Gemara says, "Kol mitpalel be'ad haberona ana tehillah." If I need something, if I'm lacking something, and my friend's also lacking something, but I daven for him, not for myself, I'm showing that I'm not superficial, I'm not egotistic, I don't care about myself, I'm not self-centered. I daven for him, I pray for him, Hashem will answer me first. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying, "Ki kolech arev," if you're using your voice to daven for one another, for another person, responsible for him, always thinking about another person, not about yourself, then Hashem says, Hashmi'ini et kolech. Now I will want to hear your voice. I saw a beautiful Or HaHayim, HaKadosh in Perashat Vayikra. So Or HaHayim says, Adam ki yakrib mikem korban laHashem. You know we have the mitzvah of korbanot. Doesn't matter exactly the machloket between the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Or HaHayim says, but today we don't have korbanot. So how can we fulfill this pasuk? The Or HaHayim says like this. לצוות את אנשי חי להשתדל לקרב לבבות עם בני ישראל לעבודת השם. You know what the true sacrifice is? When you're able to bring back people closer to Hashem. ולזה יקרא קורבן להשם. He says, this is what it means, it's a sacrifice to God. Why? כי על ידי חטא האדם יפרד הדבקות של ישראל מהבהם שבשמיים. Unfortunately, we sin. And when we sin, we distance ourselves from God. דכתיב ואתם הדבקים בהשם. And we always have to cling to God. But when we sin, like I said, when we transgress, we distance ourselves from the Shekhinah, from the Spirit. And Hashem is finding all different ways for people to come close to Him. This is the punchline. It's incumbent upon us, it is our responsibility to bring everybody back. Gam ha'inish. Frightening words. And if you have the opportunity, if you have the means to bring people back to Yiddishkeit, as they say, and you're not doing it, it's a very grave sin. In fact, I saw the very same thing that the Hatam Sofer brings. The Hatam Sofer brings in his Darashot Hatam Sofer, I'll tell you the last words that he says. He says, Chataba Rambam. Sof Hilchot Me'ilah. The Rambam writes in the end of the Hilchot Me'ilah, HaKorbanot Hem Me'achukim She'en Lahem Ta'am. The Rambam's view is that we don't understand the reason for the Korbanot. Ach, but he says, HaKrabat Ben Adam La'avodat Hashem Itbarach Hu HaKorban HaAmiti. When you bring people back to Hashem, that is the real korban. Today we can't bring a sacrifice, a physical animal. So you know what you're able to sacrifice? Not in the sense of them dying, but when bring people back to Hashem, that's the real korban according to the Hatam Sofer. And I think, by the way, that's why it says Yaakov tiken tefilat arbit. Because Yaakov Avinu, he represents our galut. The diaspora that we're in, the Hoshech that we're in, and Yaakov Avinu says the only way you'll be able to survive in this Hoshech is if you have Tefillat Arbit. Arbit doesn't only necessarily mean you daven Arbit, but Arbit from Lashon Arevut, responsibility. When you have responsibility for one another, with all the darkness, with all the problems that are people suffering in our day and age, in the darkness, the galut that we're in, Yaakov tekin Tefillat Arbit. And that's why the Gemara says Yaakov was the only one mitatosh shelema, 12 tribes without any sin. They're all clean, they're all pure. Why? Because they all learn to care and to be responsible for one another. And in fact, the Tosefta and Masechet Berachot says, Mipene ma zacha Yehuda lemalchut. What did Yehuda do that he merited to be the king? Mipene she'amar ve'ata yeshevna abdecha tachat ha'na'ar ebed ladoni. Yehuda stuck his neck on the line. He put his neck on the line to be responsible for Binyamin. Hashem says, when you are responsible for another Jew, you're zocheh to Malchut, your zochet to kingship. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Tahaze, come and see. Kutsha Berichu Bara Alma, God Almighty created the world, Va'ashtit Ale Le'Adam, and He made us responsible. De'yehe Malka Al Malka, and we're able to, we're sovereign over everything, we're controlling everything. Ve'hai Barnash, Mitparshan Mine Be'Alma Kamazini, and unfortunately sometimes we sin, we transgress. Minnehon Sadikia, Minnehon Shi'aya, we have righteous people and we have not righteous people. Minnehon Tipshin, Minnehon Hakimin. Sometimes we have people that are wise, some that are not, unfortunately. Vechulehu it kayemu be'alma. And Hashem keeps everybody intact. Atirinu maskinin, the rich and the poor. Vechulehu begin le maski ilim be'ilin. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, you know why there are poor people in the world? Why Hashem made it that way? For us to help the poor people. Like Dr. Nosrofo Sarasha, Esra Bi'akiban de Gemara, he says, if God loves you so much, how come He made many of you poor? He says, to give us the zechut, to give us the merit, the mitzvah, to help one another. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Lemazgeza dikiyaya im neshi'aya. For the righteous to help the not righteous. Lemazge hakimim im tibshin. For the wise to help not the wise. Deha begin kach, because when we do that, Zake barnash lehaye alma bi'itkashar bi'ilana dehaye. You merit in the world to come, Be'azat Hashem, and you're clinging to the tree of life. I saw a beautiful story where there was a Yehudi that he spent most of his time in his bodedut. He only cared about, you know, seclusion, about bettering himself. And he has a knock on the door in the middle of the night. And he opens the door and he sees a disheveled Yehudi come in. And he says, I'd like to talk to you. Now this Yehudi, you know, he didn't really have time for him because he was all about himself, about the seclusion, about the hitbodedut. So the whole time this Yehudi was, disheveled Yehudi was sitting next to him, he couldn't wait for him to leave. And our friend, the disheveled Yehudi, he sees that the host didn't really want him there. So he says, you know what, I'm sorry for taking you time. I'll go to somebody else. And this Yehudi says, Baruch Hashem, now I can go back to my prayers, now I can go back to my bettering myself. The next morning in the newspaper, on the front of the newspaper, he reads like this. This is the headline. Man runs in front of bus, apparent suicide. And he looks at the picture, and it was that individual that came to him last night. And realize that instead of giving him time, instead of giving him a few minutes just to talk to him, he was so worried about bettering himself. Like we said earlier from the Tiferet Shlomo, there's two kinds of Yehudim. There's the Yehudi that only cares about himself, and the Yehudi that goes out, he does keruv, he puts his, all his effort, he puts his money, he puts his energy, he sacrifices his time to help other Yehudim. Because by ignoring him, he ignored forming a selfless relationship with Hashem. Hashem doesn't want us to only better ourselves. Hashem wants us also to better other Jews in the word arabut, in the word of responsibility. Rav Nachman of Bresov says in the Lukatei Atzot, Tzarik kol adam lishtadel meod lekarev arechokim laHashem itbarach, ki ze ikar kevodo itbarach. What Hashem really has nachat ruach from and true pleasure is when we bring people very far away, people bring them closer. I once spoke in Hoshana Rabbah night, not so long ago, in a Bet Knesset in a shul in Queens. In that Bet Knesset, the rabbi of that shul was Rabbi Haimov. I don't know if you heard of Rabbi Haimov in Queens, but he says something fascinating. He says, why do we say in the Amidah, in the Shmoneh Esrei, every single day, three times a day, Koneh HaKol? God Almighty, you acquire everything, you possess everything. I mean, that's obvious. It's superfluous to say. It's extra to say that Hashem koneh hakol. We know Hashem is koneh hakol, but he says something marvelous. He says, you know how you go sometimes to the grocery store and you pick apples? So you look at the apple. If it's a rotten apple, it's a banged up apple, you put it on the side, you only take the best apple. But Hashem is koneh hakol. Hashem buys everybody. What does that mean, Hashem buys everybody? Hashem takes the good, he takes the bad, the ugly. He takes the Yehudim that are affiliated. He takes the Yehudim that are not affiliated. Hashem is koneh hakol. So we're saying that every single day in the Amidah, three times a day, if Hashem is koneh hakol, we should also be koneh hakol. We should also be responsible for one another. We should also look out for one another. Rab Elbaz, I'm sure everybody heard of Rab Elbaz, Rab Ben Elbaz in Or HaHayim, in Eretz Yisrael. He says how he started out. Rab Chaim Avadia Yosef, Alav Shalom, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Bracha, in Eretz Yisrael, heard about Rab Elbaz, and that he had the power of speech, and he was able to be karet people. So Chaim Avadia said, I want you to go to a certain town to do a shiur over there. So Rab Elbaz said, Rabbi, it's 3 hours away from my house. It's going to take time away from my studies. I can't do it. So Chaim Avadia said, you have no choice. I'm telling you to do it. You have to do it. You have to listen to me. So he went there. It took him 3 hours to get there. He got there with those three Yehudim in the whole Bet Knesset. He couldn't understand. He's like, three Yehudim. I left my house. Three Yehudim. 3 hours over here. He gave the class. 3 hours back home. He didn't understand. He called Chaim Avadia. He said, Chaim, I can't do this anymore. I gotta learn for myself. I got to strengthen myself. He says, you're doing it. You have no choice. He went the first week, three people. The second week, six people. 10. 15, 20, and now, I don't know if anybody of you saw the shi'ur that Rabbi Elbaz has in Israel, but it's phenomenal. I don't know, maybe close to 1,000 people. It all started out by Chaim Avadia saying, you're so worried about yourself. You want to better yourself. What about bettering other people? In fact, I remember that when I first started giving classes, I advised with Rabbi Shmuel Pinhasi in Israel. I told him, Rabbi Pinhasi, you know, by me preparing my classes, you know, I'm taking away from my own learning because now I'm preparing for other people. And the time that I could learn myself, an hour or 2 hours, because I have the English class at 8 to 9 and I have the Arabic class 9 to 10. So it's back to back. So it's a lot on me. It's very overwhelming. He says, he quoted what I told Rabbi Tawil the other day. He quoted the Nefesh HaHayim in the beginning. The Nefesh HaHayim, the Rabbi Chaim of Alajin, the student of the Gra, the Gaon Mevilna says, Lo nibra ha'adam bishbil atzmo. We were not created for ourselves. We were created to help other people. And that's Lashon Arbut. In fact, I'll tell you, and I'll conclude with this. The Sihot Musar writes, Kol pa'alo shel Moshe Rabbeinu bimei hayav. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did in his life. Shehitbata bimsirut nefesh vehakraba lema'an haklal. Moshe Rabbeinu did everything for the ma'an haklal. Hakol nava me'ota gemilut chesed umsirut nefesh. You know where he got that from? He got that from Batya. From Bitya, the daughter of Paro. Why? Because you know what she did? She went down to the Yaor. She put her neck on the line. Imagine, they see her, she's saving a Jewish baby. You know how dire that could be? You know this what could happen to her? She says, I don't care. I'm doing it. I'm saving another person. Out of all the names that Moshe Rabbeinu had, the only name that stuck with him is Moshe. Why? Because that's the essence of his name. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, really, if she called him Moshe because I took him out of the water. So call him Mashui. Call him, you withdrew him from the water. Moshe means I also take other Jews. I'm Moshe now. I take other Jews and I'm responsible for other Jews and I take them out of their drowning waters. Says the Sihot Musar, Shenizkeh lilmod ulitchazek b'midat ha'chesed shel bat paro Moshe Rabbeinu. We should cling and we should learn and we should strengthen ourselves in the chesed of paro, of the daughter of paro, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Whereas bat paro, Bitya, she was responsible for a boy, that she, a baby she didn't even know, and Moshe Rabbeinu was responsible for all the Yehudim. We think that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have it hard. Moshe Rabbeinu, as Yitro told him, why are you standing from the morning until the evening? You're standing, you're doing it all by yourself. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even feel that it was hard for him. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu felt that I'm their leader, I'm responsible. But we're not supposed to be Merav Rabotai, we're not only supposed to look at Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was the only one who did it. We're supposed to also take the reins in our own hands. We're supposed to be responsible for one another. Again, not only monetary. It could be, lending ear. It could be advice. It could be anything. Some people just want to talk. you know, some people just want guidance. Some people just want clarity in their life. So I think that's the chesed, like the Tanat Ibn Rabba, as we started off the class by saying, that's the chesed that they did with one another. The chesed that they did with one another is when they're doing Haggadah Shel Pesach, we're inviting people. Whoever's needy, whoever's poor, thank you so much. I know, we have more time, I know. I spoke very fast. Sure, of course. Today's the yahrzeit of the Baba Sali, Zechutot Hagen Ba'adinu, Sidna Baba Sali. And as I explained last night in the yahrzeit, Baba Sali really exemplified Ahavat Yisrael. Baba Sali was all about Ahavat Yisrael. I brought a story that, actually I'm going to say another story. There was Rabbi Shlomo Amar Shlita in Eretz Yisrael. He says that when he was growing up, he had a friend that was not so affiliated. And he says, you know, why don't we go to Sidna Baba Sali and get a barakah from him? He says, nah, leave me from these rabbis. I don't believe in these rabbis. He said, let's try. So they got to the Baba Sali looked at him. He said, okay, what time are you coming to my house every single night? Who said about coming to your house? What are you talking about? He says, you're coming to my house every single night. You're spending over here. You're going to be here. No longer with your family. I see that you shouldn't be over there. You're going to be in my house every single night. What time can you come? Now he was embarrassed to tell the rabbi no. He says, you know, I'll come 8 o'clock in the night. He says, okay. First night he came, 8 o'clock. He says, okay, what time should I wake you up tomorrow? Either 3, 4, or 5. What 3, 4, or 5? What are you talking about? I'm used to waking up at 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock. What are you talking about? He says, no, either 3, 4, or 5. You know, choose. He says, okay, 4 o'clock, no problem. Like clockwork, every single night he used to come 8 o'clock. Every single morning he used to wake him up at 4 o'clock on the dot. Not a minute less, not a minute more. And the Baba Sali, they asked him, you know, what happens if you wake him up 3:58, 3:57? I'm taking away 3 minutes from his sleep. I can't do that. It's enough that he's willing to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I should take 3 minutes away from his sleep? How careful he was with the Ahavat Yisrael. And Rabbi Shlomo Amar Shlita says that this friend of his grew up to be a tremendous Tamid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what I think, that, you know, we're in the atmosphere, we're in the time of Ahavat Yisrael, and we see so many people that they just want a connection. So many people just want to be included. So many people just want to be loved. So many people just want to be heard. I'll tell you another story of the Baba Sali. I said the story last night. The Baba Sali, Alav Shalom, Sidna Baba Sali, he was, when he came from Morocco, he didn't settle in Netivot first. He settled in Ashkelon. He was in Ashkelon for a few months, and a person came over to him and he told him, you know, Rebbe, there's people over here, the Mechal Shabbat, they're not keeping kosher, they're not this, that, and the other. And he was speaking Lashon Hara about the Yidden over there in Ashkelon. When the person leaves, the Baba Sali turns to his family, he says, we're leaving tonight from Ashkelon. Rebbe, we just got here. He says, I can't be in a town where they're speaking Lashon Hara about other Jews. I can't be in a town. It pains me so much. That's true Ahavat Yisrael. That's the Ahavat Yisrael that we're supposed to take from him. That's the Ahavat Yisrael that's going to bring a Mashiach. Right? As the Gemara Masechet Pesachim says, we say Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. But we end off by saying Elohei Abraham. What happened to Yitzhak and Yaakov? Says the Gemara, Bechayu Chotmin. The conclusion of the Barakah is going to be Elohei Abraham. And the remez is, the significance is, what the hint is Bechayu Abraham, Yuyu Chotmin, because Abraham is Yuzha Chesed. Abraham is all about kindness. Abraham is all about love. What the Gemara is saying, you hotmin had galut. We will conclude, we will seal this galut off, we will leave this galut. We will merit the exodus in Mirsa Hashem very soon if we're gomel chesed with one another, if we show love and responsibility to one another. Thank you so much, and Shabbat Shalom. Shkai. Thank you so much. I speak very fast. That's the thing. I should speak very fast.
Too fast.
I must be fast.
American. I don't have. If you want, you can give me your email.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. It says because of Koshi Hagolos. Yeah, because of Koshi Hashibut, there were Yuritsa 400 years.
The Rambam, that's the Rambam.
Yeah. Because you speak so fast, people hear it's a half an hour. Koshi
Hashibut.
So thank you for that.
Certain efforts to pay attention.